This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Some people like Chris Emma.
We are part of that group. We love Chris Emma. He's a good man and thorough. Just real quick, just a small little baseball story that will probably make people very sad when they hear it. Saw this cross about 10 minutes ago. Tim Anderson has been DFA'd by the Angels.
Oh, man. The Angels, where players go...
to find themselves.
To hang on for dear life.
Although they've been playing better.
They've been playing very well. It's true. Tim Anderson designated for assignment. I did see that Nicky Lopez signed with somebody. So Nicky Lopez.
Arizona.
Thank you. He signed a minor league deal with Arizona. So Nicky has moved on.
Yeah.
Poor TA, man. I don't know if anybody else is going to take a shot.
Man, I think someone else will eventually, but it's just like the demise of his career needs to be in a documentary. To go from the highest of the highs of where he was at as the face of baseball.
I don't know if I could watch it. I think I'd rather watch Dear Zachary, you know? Sad documentaries.
That's a fun movie.
It's not.
It's not.
It's really not, Daniel.
It's not a fun movie at all. Chris Emma has been at House Hall all day, and he files this report. Hello, Emma. What was it like up there today?
Boys, how we doing? Yeah, practice number 5 of OTAs here at Halas Hall as the Bears got back to work once again. And the story today was Caleb Williams addressing the media. This comes a little bit more than a week and a half after the Seth Wickersham book excerpts came out, in which his father, Carl, was quoted, and the pre-draft concerns that Williams had were made public. And Caleb stepped right up to the podium today. He was eager to address it. Let's get right to it. Here's Caleb Williams with his opening statement, and this is going to take about 4 minutes, but he's speaking without script and speaking from the heart.
Yeah. So get this started. First, let's start off with it is what everybody would love to ask about is this whole storm that happened. It wasn't something that we wanted to happen at this point. We're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction. And I think so far that's what we've been doing. But for this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do. Next is all that went down, all that was said. Yeah, I had a good visit at the other place. Minnesota, with Ken O'Connell, good staff and all of that, obviously, He just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that. But something that keeps getting lost, something that keeps getting, I think, not being addressed the way it needs to be, is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here, and then after I came here, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently, one never happened in the sense of they were all thoughts. They were all ideas. And I think if you're in the situation, I think if your son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options and, you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things. And, you know, those are thoughts that go throughout your head in those situations. So, you know, all of those were thoughts. And then after I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer and determined answer that I had is that I wanted to come here. And just like Ben spoke about, obviously, you know, the past years, as everybody knows, it's a fact that quarterback play, there hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer. There's, you know, these all these different things that come up. And so, you know, being able to have those thoughts is I think fair to be able to have, you know, good and bad thoughts. But like I said, I came here on a visit, and like I said, just like Ben said, you know, it's a challenge to be able to come in here and try and turn around. And that was the main goal of all of that, is to, you know, through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on, through all of what happened in you know, last year and previous years, you know, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me, that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why, you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think, was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here, family, friends, Ryan, Kevin, you know, Floose and Shane, all those guys that, you know, went through that process with me to get me here. But it was you know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one. And so, you know, that's what we're here to do. That's what they brought, you know, me here to do. That's what they brought all these guys here to do. Joe, DJ, all these different guys. And that's why they brought Ben here. And so, like I said, it's a challenge. And we look at those challenges and, you know, we don't laugh. We look at them really, really seriously. And, you know, we go attack them, you know, to the best of our ability to go and change it and turn it around. So, yeah, Caleb, open it up.
All right, Emma, out of what you heard from Caleb Williams, what did you think was the most interesting?
Point of clarity first, that is a ship with a P. I just want to make sure we're well aware of that.
Thank you very much.
Dump them.
Good looking out, yes. Look, there's been a lot of discussion about this the last 2 weeks since this came out from Seth Wickersham. And I've been asked the question, do you think this is a story? Do you think this is a non-story? I think it's neither. I think it's just context and confirmation to what we already believed was true. This wasn't a congressional hearing. Like, we didn't come out with the pitchforks today, and he didn't need to do anything. He didn't owe anybody in that room anything. But this is what a leader does. And your father's being quoted in a book where you're putting out some of your dirty laundry out there. Nobody can blame Caleb Williams or Carl Williams for feeling the way they did about the Bears. And frankly, so much of what they feared proved to be true last season as a rookie. But as a leader of a team, and as an NFL quarterback in particular, you have to own up to this stuff. You have to get up to the podium. You have to speak on this and make it clear for everybody, for your teammates, for your coaches, which I think was already done recently. But I think it's important on behalf of a city that loves its football team. I know there's a lot of people who've just tuned this narrative out, and a lot of people have said it's not a story and they don't care. But I think there's a lot of people who really do care, who are paying attention today and eager to hear what Caleb Williams had to say. I'm not surprised that he handled himself great. That's the Caleb Williams that's come across ever since he came in, and now 13 months ago to this building, is the leader of this team and the guy that they believe is going to be the franchise quarterback. He handled himself so well today, starting right there, not even starting with questions, speaking from the cuff for 4 minutes and really getting out in front of this. So bravo to Caleb Williams for really addressing this head on.
Yeah, I love that he came out and addressed it and dealt with it. And then I thought he got stronger and more comfortable as his media stint went on. Lawrence made the point earlier that maybe he could have been a little more concise in this opening statement. And in listening this second time, I hear that as well, that he could have possibly. But he chose to just speak off the cuff and deliver it that way. And now he's done it, and hopefully this can be the last of that stuff. Hopefully there is nothing else to come when this book comes out first week of the regular season. What do you think, Chris? Are we done with stuff?
Caleb was asked about that. Is there anything more coming? It sounds like Monday of after week one is when you're going to get this book coming out. And Caleb kind of laughed and said, no, it's been all covered. Look, I think it was really important that he did speak today's speech. I completely agree with what you're saying. He had to get out in front of this and put an end to this, because you know how good he is up at the podium and how comfortable he is in his own skin. The fact that he could get up there like that and just speak from the heart, really address this thing head on, I think it puts an end to this. There's going to be obviously more follow-up as we're doing right now, but the news cycle is going to end with this now. And all it took was Caleb Williams getting out there, being himself, expressing a genuine appreciation for the Bears and where he's going right now. I think that came across to everybody who heard it. I think he really came across well today.
Obviously, there's going to be questions about his dad, who is also quoted in the book. How do you think he did handling that?
Well, look, Carl Williams is an important figure in this, because it's not just the parent of a quarterback. This is a quarterback in Caleb Williams who does not have an agent. So he's leaning on his family. He's leaning on his father and people in his inner circle as you get further down the road. This is year two right now, but if everything goes really well, man, and you're talking about 2 years from now, that getting that quarterback contract worked out, you know that Carl's going to have a key figure in this. He's going to be a really important part of this, as well as anything else that's going to come up through Caleb's tenure. So this is really a strong introduction to Carl Williams through this story. Caleb was asked today with a direct question, does your father speak for you? Here's Caleb Williams.
No. No. I actually shut my dad down quite a bit. He has ideas. He's a smart man. And so I listen, and I always listen. And I'm very fortunate to be in this position in the sense of, you know, playing QB, but also very fortunate to have a very strong-minded father. You know, we talk very often. It's like my mom and my dad are my best friends. And so, you know, being able to, you know, have conversations with them to understand that everything they say also is, you know, portrayed on me. So I think that's the part of it. But other than that, no, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm very fortunate to have a father, you know, that's super strong minded, that's always there, always wants the best for his kid. And I think, you know, any of y'all that has a kid or, you know, anything like that, a niece or nephew that you love so dearly, you know, they try and help and you know, you try and help and put them in positions that you know, the best position that you can. So that's all he tries to do. But No. Definitely a grown man, and, you know, I shut him down quite a lot just because, you know, in season, out of season, something that you have to do. You know, he cares so much about me and, you know, my future, and we've been along this journey so long together that, you know, all he wants is the best for me. And so if anything happens, he's super, you know, super high-headed, and it's more of like, all right, like, go ahead and go away, you know, reset and things like that. So, you know, love him to death and things like that. And like I said, super fortunate to have him. But, you know, we have talks about it, understanding that, you know, it's a right place and the right time. And then, you know, there's times where it's not.
Oh, man, I have a lot of empathy for a kid trying to control his dad who helped set him up for this entire freaking life, you know? And Emma, you know, and just so the listeners know, Carl has been around, and people have been trying to get Carl to talk more all through the debacle of last year. And he resisted for the most part.
There's a couple tweets here and there.
Just a couple tweets. But the number of times he said no to Shane as we tried to, like, get him on, the number of times.
But I mean, like, he would talk to Shane.
Yeah,
he just wouldn't come on the air.
He wouldn't come on. And, like, so, and now he spoke to Seth Wickersham just a little. And then Caleb had to speak just a little. And now here's Caleb up there having to do his thing. I bet Dad speaks even less from this point forward.
I mean, look, at the very core of it, it's a father who cares a ton about his son.
100%.
And that's the beauty of it. And, like, I don't think Caleb wanted this in the book. I'm sure he was really getting on his father for this. But everything that Carl has done for Caleb, from seeing through his high school days, challenging him as a young quarterback and a young man living on his own before he got to college, to this decision to leave Oklahoma for USC, everything Carl's been a part of now up to the NFL level, it's all about a father who cares so much about his son. And the entire context of this story with Caleb, his concerns for the Bears, Carl certainly what he felt, it's trying to find the best for his kid. And all the options that they sought out, whether it was different leagues or options in this, in the collective bargaining agreement, it comes down to Carl cared a ton about his son throughout this process and obviously still does. I'm sure Caleb did say that. Let's back it down a little bit. I don't want you speaking publicly in this kind of light, but it all comes back to the idea that Carl cares for his son.
That's so funny. All right, what else do we need to know what happened up at Hallis Hall?
So, yeah, Ben Johnson obviously spoke about what came through on an Albert Breer story this week about Caleb Williams' body language. And consider that Ben Johnson, obviously, once he gets into the building, sits down and watches a lot of film for himself, sits down with Caleb Williams, goes through last season. And one thing beyond just the football side of it was Ben Johnson really caught an eye to Caleb Williams' body language. When he gets sacked and he gets up and he's got this look on his face or this look with his arms, he just got this sadness to him. And rightfully so, you lose 10 games in a row. It sucks. But Ben Johnson wants to convey what body language should look like for a quarterback. So we got to ask Ben Johnson about that today. Here's Ben Johnson.
You were joking with us last week about your body language being something you wanted to work on. And there was a report that Caleb's body language is something that you guys are focusing on. In meetings and all of that, like, what specifically do you want to work on him with in that respect?
Man, there's adversity that's going to hit every team every season. You don't know when it's going to happen. We might lose a few games. We might have some turnovers, and yet, just the wherewithal of we're steering the ship. We're going the right direction. It's not woe is me. We are going to take everyone around us, we're going to elevate them, and we're going to look to forge ahead to what's next. And so it's not dwelling on the past. It's not whether it's last season, last play, last game. That's, we learn from it, we grow, and we move on. And so our body language needs to reflect that as well.
What's that about examples that you give to Caleb about body language and quarterbacks that you work with that you've seen that you want him to kind of reflect? Or, and how do you come about kind of this realization as you were studying up on him coming to this job?
No, we early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, do we really want to, is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement. No, it's not. And okay, we learn from it. We move on to the next thing. So, yeah, it's body language is a huge thing. Demeanor. We don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's, to me, that's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
How does that apply to DJ Moore? You know, there were some instances last year where his body language was caught on camera and caused some people to ask some questions. Is it similar with him? Have you talked to him about?
Yeah, we've talked to the entire team about what we want it to look like, what good teams do, what playoff teams do. This is the example we're setting, and this is the direction we're going. So the good news is this. We have a phenomenal coaching staff, a lot of which were former players in this league and did it at the highest level. And what they say carries weight with our guys. They know what it looks like. We have a number of guys that we brought in free agency this year that they know what good football looks like as well. So, it's all about educating, showing them what we're going to be about going into next season.
Setting that standard for the entire team, setting a culture, quarterbacks, wide receivers, everybody, his version of Dan Campbell's culture setting. Lawrence, I absolutely love it from Ben.
I do too. Emma, how have you seen the practices go? Because there's a lot of thought into how a team needs to be kind of wrangled by their head coach. So far, with the stuff that I'm reading from you, other reporters says that Ben Johnson is not here for playtime.
Yeah, look, this is my 11th season now, going into my 11th season covering the Bears. I've seen a lot of these practices before. And typically, when you hear a coach raise his voice or curse somebody out, it's an assistant coach. It's a position coach getting on one of his guys and stopping an individual drill or even a team drill and saying, get lined up right. There's been two times now in two practices I've seen, one each time, with the Bears full squad out there, and there's been two yelling moments, and both times it's been Ben Johnson. And today there was another one of those, and the offense was getting lined up, and they were a little slow out of the huddle, and Ben Johnson said something that I absolutely cannot say on a 50,000-watt radio station, and like the entire field, the entire sidelines heard it. I kind of did a double take, like, who's yelling? Oh, gosh, it's the head coach again. So Ben Johnson was asked about what he's looking for in terms of getting lined up right and focusing on these details. Here's Ben Johnson.
I saw you guys make him go back in the huddle several times. What exactly are you looking for in the huddle and as they come out of it?
Yeah, there's a certain way that the play needs to get communicated in the huddle. There's a certain way that the break should sound to us around us that means that we're ready for business and we're ready to get going. And if it doesn't sound that way, then we're just not going to allow the practice to go south. Fatigue is something that we're going to combat. The longer practice goes, the more fatigue guys get, and the mental toughness has to come through of still doing the little things correctly. So that's a part of it.
Emma, did I hear you correctly with middays? Is there a lowering of the volume of music at Bears practice these days?
Yeah, I want to clarify that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Something I said did get misconstrued. There is music going. It's the same as it's always been. I don't think it's as loud as it's been, at least for parts of team period. There is music going, but my point which I was making was that you hear voices of coaches more than you did in the past. And maybe it's just because I was right there on the sidelines today, but I had been for a lot of these as well. The music's still going, but the coaching is very present. It's very strong. And if you're coming out for a practice in training camp in July or August, like, you're going to feel that presence. You're going to hear Ben Johnson. You're going to hear Eric Bieniemy and this entire coaching staff getting after it. These are still up-tempo practices. Music is absolutely a part of it. But the coaching and what you're hearing from these guys is kind of – it can overpower some of the music and overpower what you're hearing out there. And that's a great thing to have. Like, you're feeling the presence of Ben Johnson every day he's out there.
Chris, any nuggets, tidbits we can know about practice today, sir?
Couple quick ones to close out. Jalen Johnson was not present due to a personal obligation. He's back in California for a charity event. It's, of course, excused. These are voluntary practices. Luther Burden, Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards were not practicing. Soft tissue injuries is the term that Ben Johnson is using. We're going to learn a little bit about Ben Johnson's way of addressing injuries before the injury report is out during the season. For the soft tissue term come out a few times. And then Ozzie Trapillo was working with the first team offense at left tackle today. Ben Johnson was asked about something which I've said on the station before, and I believe could still very well be the case, which is that Darnell Wright is in play to move from right tackle to left tackle. It's something they've not ruled out. For now, Darnell Wright is working at the right tackle position, which, of course, where he's played the last 2 years. They're giving consideration to what gives them the best offensive line configuration for the future. When you consider it, you've got 4 or 5 starters on the offensive line set through 2027 after the Joe Tooney contract extension. That includes Darnell Wright with the fifth-year option in play. You've got continuity potentially for this offensive line. So this is a big-picture decision. It's not just about one guy. I don't think you're going to have a decision in the coming weeks. It might be something you don't really get to until training camp, but it's in play for Darnell Wright to make that move from the right side to the left side.
Emma, as always, man, we appreciate your hard work. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Chris Emma right there. Lawrence, the Cubs are looking to sweep the woeful Colorado Rockies. And we had a chance to
chase for disgrace.
Oh, they're chasing hardcore. And they're gonna get there. I believe that the Rockies can achieve disgrace.
It all comes down to the 4th of July weekend speech.
And you're going to go out there.
I think I am.
You're going to brave the Denver airport.
I'm going to go to Colorado Springs.
Okay, that's smart.
Drive up.
You're going to find
huge road dub for the Sox today in getaway
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you're right.
It did. They put up a
9-4 over the Mets. Yeah.
You see, Miguel Vargas has doubled for 5 consecutive games. It's my guy. It's right there. It's right. I'm planting a flag.
Mr. David was talking about he could be the all-star representative for the White Sox this year.
I think that's a good call. Well, Shane Smith.
Smith would probably be my choice.
That's what Mully said.
Yeah. Wow. It's the flag show. And anthem. That's a good show. I'm more of a flag guy myself, but Lawrence leans towards anthem.
Mm-hmm. You sure about that?
We don't know who flag and anthem are. That's what I'm saying. One of them's flag, one of them's anthem.
I love the Chicago flag.
Okay. So, well, I mean, I wasn't broadening out.
And you're singing the anthem.
I am singing the anthem. You're right. I'm more of an anthem guy.
Guess what?
That's a good call.
Your anthem.
All right, that's fine. I'll wear that. I'm anthem. He's flag. You'll hear from Craig Council, and you'll hear from Jed Hoyer on those damned oblique muscles.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of that, or I guess to the side of it. Next, here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
And the pitch on the way. They're swinging a looper, shallow right field. It's a base hit. Here comes Birdie around third. He's going to score the winning run. Cubs win the ball game.
Another slider to Shaw, and just what you wanted him to do. You don't want him to look to pull. You want him to try to shoot this ball the other way. He lets that ball finally get deep to him and just dumps one over the first baseman's head. That's a big moment for a young guy in the league who has been up, back to AAA, and back up to hit a game winner. That's a big moment for Shaw.
Great call of the game winner last night from Pat Hughes and our buddy Ron Coomer. The lineup for today looks like this. Happ in left, Tucker in right. Suzuki's the DH. Pete Armstrong is in center. Carson Kelly's going to catch. Michael Bush at first base. Dansby Swanson playing shortstop. Nico Horner playing second, batting eighth, and batting ninth, playing third base. Mr. Shaw.
He's been amazing defensively. And then with the game winner last night and a lot of opposite field power, we asked Craig Counsell earlier today what he's thought of this version of Matt Shaw.
I'm happy for Matt. I mean, I think I'm happy that the player was able to learn something for the process. He's grown through this process, and it's through failure. And we don't want to say, you know, we forget that we got here through failure, right? He did make adjustments. The adjustments have certainly got him back to a better version of himself, but they happened because he failed. And I think that means it's okay to struggle, to fail sometimes, because that's usually a better version comes out on the other side. And I think that's where that's precisely what's happened with Matt. And that's where the best things happen. And Matt's been, you know, he's been a different player. It's pretty, I think everybody could say that since he's been up here. And that's been fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch the true talent of a talented young player come out.
And that's really cool to hear, because it looks like he's different as a person. The way that he's talking and answers questions, like all of it, it seems like he took out of that process what you dream of a kid taking out of that process. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a very good example. Yeah, I think it's he handled it well. Our player development staff and our major league staff did a wonderful job putting a plan together. It's fun to see the results of that.
It's really interesting to us how it worked. Like, it seems like down on the farm, he was just kind of allowed to be himself and hit well. And it wasn't until like the last couple games that he implemented the mechanical change that you guys had wanted to see. At least that's what we heard from the reporting. But he was doing it in BP. It's an interesting way to do it. Is rebuilding the confidence and the comfort the first task in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no easy way to do this, and there's no, I don't think, one playbook to do it. You take these cases a little bit individually, but I think, you know, sometimes you got to wait for the student to be ready a little bit, is the best way to say it, right? You got to wait for the time, and when is he going to be ready for it? And then this was just the timeline that this took.
If you missed any of our conversation, or all of it, with Craig Counsell from earlier in the show, then you can go back and listen to the Rewind feature, something you can only do on the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today. I would also recommend the Boog Shambi interview. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and Boog opened up a little bit about what's been going on with him, why he's missed some games. So it's worth going back and listening with the Rewind feature.
And if you do, you could probably hear this in context or hear it right now, where Craig Counsell talks about the diversified Cubs offense getting it done in lots of different ways.
Well, number one, we have some really fast players. That's number one, and that's helpful in this category for sure when you talk about base running. I think number two, we've got a lot of players that are just enjoy the details and are really engaged in being great base runner and understand the importance it can play. And then we've got great feedback just from the games of like it making a difference. And I think all that stuff, and I think our coaches have done a wonderful job. Base running a lot of times there's some risk to it. So it's like, you know, taking that appropriate risk and knowing that you're going to be wrong sometimes, you're going to make some outs, but it really sets an aggressive mentality. It puts the other team on its heels a little bit, and it's connective for your team. So I think those things have played in our favor, and we've executed a lot of them very well.
Connective for your team. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a style of play that kind of requires everybody to take part in it, and it's also paying attention to, you have to pay attention to kind of every moment to be able to capture bases and capture the details, and there's some, you know, accountability to each other for that.
It's pretty cool. It's a group style of aggressiveness and base running that's contagious.
I thought he was really good talking about that particular subject and then talking about, you know, yeah, everyone knows that Pete's going to try and steal that base, and yet he's able to steal it. It's really good stuff from Craig Counsell, and you should check the whole thing out on the Rewind function on the Odyssey app. There's stuff that we didn't get to from Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations for the Cubs. He spoke, and we didn't get a chance to get to this yesterday, but there's stuff here, and there's a particular question that you wanted answered.
Because Porter Hodge is on the injured list with an oblique muscle. Javier Assad is on the 60-day injured list with an oblique muscle. Ian Happ just went to the injured list for the first time in his life with an oblique muscle. Now Miguel Amaya is out probably until the All-Star break or longer, hopefully
with an
not.
Oblique muscle.
That's you connected all those dots.
I did.
So it's fair to ask, hey, Jed.
What's up with all this?
Yeah.
We're a rotational sport, and I think that guys are bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever been. So I think that, you know, that's going to lead to rotational injuries. I think that, you know, I don't know this. I mean, for all I know, in the 40s and 50s, guys had tons of obliques that we never heard about. But, like, I think there's just a difference in, like, the strength of these players and how fast they turn and how often they do it. I think that's the nature of it. I don't it's not a fun injury. It's one of those things, you hear it, you know it's going to be some time. But I don't know if it's avoidable the way guys train. And I think that's the nature of our sport today in general, is that these guys are just bigger, stronger, faster than they used to be. They throw the ball way harder. They hit the ball harder. They're faster. And I think that leads to more injuries. The alternative to that is to not train as hard, not be as strong, not be as fast, not be as good. But that's being weeded out of the game. And so I just think that, like, that's the nature of the way our sport is played now. And I think that does lead to more soft tissue injuries as you're trying to kind of optimize your body and optimize your performance.
Having said all that, when it happens to your own team, do you look under the hood?
Of course. Yeah, we mean every injury, you do a post-mortem on all the things that we can control. You know, what that player's workload was, what they've been doing in the weight room, you know, like where they are from a workload standpoint. So, yeah, every injury we have, we spend a lot of time diagnosing and the issue. Sometimes they happen. Sometimes we can identify something. But in terms of how much we think about these things, it's significant.
I'm glad that they're looking inward on it. I'm glad it's getting discussed. There's a little bit of a, well, Tommy John surgeries happen approach to this idea that guys are just going to be bigger, stronger, faster, and we want them bigger, stronger, faster, so these injuries will happen. There's a little bit of a throw your hands up in the air part of it that
and
makes
me, wave them like you just don't care.
Right, it makes
and
me,
if you're a square from Delaware, somebody say, oh, yeah.
Man, oh, hell yeah.
Thank you, Les. These oblique muscles don't make me want to party like that. Like, it's really got you going.
Well, the thing is that I'm worried about my oblique when I put my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care. I want to make sure that everything's going to be okay.
Jed doesn't seem to think there's much that they can do about it.
I think that he said that, but I also think that I love the follow-up question. Was that Jesse?
Do you look under the hood?
Yeah,
Jordan Bastion, I think.
Okay, good. Better reporter. Anyway.
you said it this time.
This time. So I do like that he did that, though, just because you do have to go look and go,
yeah,
wait, do we need to, if we're doing an exercise, can we lower the weight on the exercise, or can we lower the rep? Should we be doing that? Because, like, it's the biomechanical issue of it is difficult. It's the same way that we don't know what the hell is going on with people's elbows.
It's why that good teams have a biomechanics person on staff, or two or three or four, learning about the body. I do love this idea too, that like 40s and 50s might have been full of oblique muscles injuries that just never got reported. It's concept.
But then you knew what the issue was. Guys were moving bricks when they weren't playing baseball.
Stop moving bricks.
I'm like, no, I have to move bricks because you don't pay me. That's why I threw the 1919 World Series.
That escalated quickly to some deep wounds that remain.
You'll never get a bobblehead the way you treat us players.
My God. It's like, you got a lot of feelings going on there.
Well, you know me. I've been trying to feel my feelings lately.
Yeah.
It's good to know I still can.
It's important to know. Jed was also asked if extensions are going to get offered, not just for Kyle Tucker, but how about for Pete Crow Armstrong, who they talked to in the spring, but have they talked since? What's going to happen?
Now is the dreaded extension question period. You know, the standard answer has to be that, you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about, a lot to feel good about here.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. I just think in general, like, all those, any negotiations better kept in-house, and I think we'll just do that. But I agree with you.
He specifically said, like, I want to play baseball this year. I thought you said that as well, and then there's kind of, like, reports hinting at...
We're not being honest. I'm kidding. I said we're not being honest. I was kidding. No. I mean, ultimately it leaked out that we did. I mean, we hadn't talked in a couple of weeks when it leaked out when we were in LA, right? And obviously, you know, I think that in general, this is easier to negotiate if it's not out in the media. People aren't speculating on numbers and things like that. You know, even the number that came out about that wasn't right. You know, so. I think that's kind of how we view it, is that the more we can keep things under wraps, the better when it comes to that. It's always a player. The not talking during the season to me is a player focused thing. Like, you know, I'm not playing and we can, you know, I've got time to negotiate if they want. But for a player, if it's going to mess with their head, if it's going to distract them or, you know, make them feel different, then like we shouldn't do it. But it's so. To me, not negotiating in season, that's a player thing, not specifically a team thing. But I totally respect guys that feel like they don't want to deal with it in season because, you know, they do feel like it messes with their performance. I get that.
Should we count my no comments on this question? See how many we get to in 6 months?
That wasn't a no comment, though.
It was not. I also think that at some point during our show, we should just... play ambient sound from the ballpark.
Oh, it's delightful.
I think we should let everyone know, like, hey, we're gonna give you 90 seconds of just the sounds of the ballpark. And here's the thing, Spiegs. Is that the live feed right now?
Hey, Tanny, I thought of you because Jake Eisenberg, who's on this week's episode of the PBP, the Young Royals broadcaster, said that sometimes listeners will come up and say, you know, I had a great nap during your broadcast. I hope you don't mind. And he's like, mind? That means I'm doing my job. He gets it. Jake Eisenberg understands the value of a baseball nap.
Tanny, give me some more of that. We'll lay out. Give me some more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is they don't know that we're taking this live. Oh, so, you know.
Sorry.
But let's give you a little taste.
I just wanted to hear a little more crack of the bat.
That's actually it. Oh, BP.
That's all you get.
That's all right. John Benedek on the organ.
Fair enough. That give me what I needed. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So I want to do 10 minutes on the history of Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel at one point.
It'll have to wait until you get back on Friday.
That's probably true. And maybe not even then.
So we have our lead on Friday. Love that. Start blocking this thing out.
It's perfect for after the game.
You know, ever since I told Alex Kuhn that it was a dynamite drop-in, I feel like he's been very quiet. I feel like I shamed him into less drop-ins. I don't want that.
No, I was just enjoying the tranquility of the ballpark noise.
All right, good.
I thought he was a really good overnight host.
Less drop-ins?
Yeah.
It wasn't active enough for me.
That's a good point.
It wasn't
he'd
enough
drop
sound.
In, yeah. And then he'd drop out.
And then there was fewer of them as he went on.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Glad we did this.
Yeah, me too. We'll let you know what we're doing on tomorrow's show and share a little bit. Do we have time for the comedy bits?
Oh, we do.
Oh, someone's got comedy bits up at Hallis Hall. We'll let you know who next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Our veteran award winner, I need to say a thank you before we get started, because it was in December that if you hadn't taken the cheese on that stumble bump play, I don't know if I would have gotten this job.
Yeah. I love this guy. Always coming up with these great lines. I love him. I love him. He's wonderful. You're wonderful.
That was Ben Johnson.
Working on a high five.
About TJ Edwards?
Yeah, man.
Taking the cheese? That's before the Brian Piccolo Awards, before Ben delivered a very heartfelt poem, which is actually a quite lovely moment.
He took a sideswipe at one of his captains.
Hey, good for you on the award, but thanks for sucking that day. Love you.
He said day, by the way.
Suck it. Yeah, he sucked that day.
Okay. Whew. Just have to be careful. There's been some of the things have been very close today.
Yeah, well, Caleb said ship. With a P.
With a P.
Uh-huh.
With a P.
Everything else has been fine.
I agree.
So Ben Johnson, I think, is obviously clearly hilarious, you know, and everybody loves that. And the Seinfeld theme follows him around. But he's not the only comedy stylist up at Hallis Hall.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Well, Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham were hanging out on the latest episode of 1920 Football Drive.
That premieres after the Ben Johnson effect.
Oh, the Ben Johnson
effect.
It's
a sci-fi.
Man. It's like Black Mirror.
Did you finish the season?
I didn't watch the Callister one. Do I need I haven't watched all of the old Callisters. Do I need to have watched all of them to be caught up enough for this one?
You can probably get by without it, yeah, just because there's a lot of context clues,
mm-hmm,
but
I'll watch. I watched the other one about the kid in Ireland with the town, the little town.
Oh, the Paul Giamatti one.
Yes.
Give the man an Emmy right now.
There's a lot of good stuff.
Right now.
But it's not as good as 1920 Football Drive.
Right.
Where Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham were hanging out and talking during the pick of the offensive lineman, Luke Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hi, Newman.
Hello, Newman. That's how you should have called.
We've been talking about Newman forever. This dude's got 35-inch vert.
Yeah, he has impressive, like, workout numbers.
Oh, yeah. 9'2", bro. 29 bench.
I mean, that's no joke.
His lean's 243. He's way bigger. I got really long arms, probably 33.5, 34.
What'd you say? How long are your arms?
33.5. What do you got, Ian? What are you?
34.
Are you?
I have no clue.
Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. It's Ryan Poles from the Bears. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You ready to come to Chicago?
Hell yeah, I am. Let's go. Yep.
He didn't do it. I thought he was going to do it. I was waiting for him to do it.
Good, man.
Hello, Newman.
Inside.
I thought you were going to do it.
Hello, Newman. Sorry.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
So he didn't do it.
It's actually pretty funny.
That is pretty damn funny. Can you imagine if you're Luke Newman and a GM calls you and says, hello, Newman.
Don't you just hang up?
At your biggest moment. You'd probably think it was just, you know, the son of the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons.
He somehow got my number and decided to call me.
That's what you'd have to assume at that point.
Yep.
What's that guy's name?
It doesn't matter.
I know.
It doesn't matter what Jax his name Ulbrich. Is.
What's that?
Jax Ulbrich.
Jeff Ulbrich is the father.
Yes.
you went to the son's name. That was impressive. Jeff Ulbrich is the coach. I was going to say Jeff Blashill, but that's not.
That's the new head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's why I was going to say that. Congratulations to that guy. He was on Mully and Hall this morning.
I watched a little bit of his press conference, heard a little bit of him on Mully and Haw, and not that other hockey coaches haven't been delightful. I think there's more of a chance of him being interesting than the last few coaches that the Blackhawks have had.
That'd be good. And the timeline should match up for him to be here as the team improves and becomes viable.
The draft is definitely an advantage for the Blackhawks. Them sitting at 3, it gives them a lot of options in the direction that they can go. It's a center-rich draft. And there's going to be opportunities to bring some people in that can help. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show this show every single day. We will do our best to return the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock here on The Score. I just said that to myself. I was like, I didn't talk about Circa, and I should talk about Circa. In fact, Circa Sports Illinois, this Friday, 10 until 120, Raheemy and Harris will be broadcasting live from the parking lot outside of Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark, followed by Zach Zabeman's pregame show until first pitch. Fund the Circa Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions, plus food will be provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by Friday starting at 10. Thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app today. Good night, y'all!
I mean, that is peak entertainment aura.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.